Good morning. Today's daf in Baba Kama is Sadi Gimel. Thank the Lubman Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is on the Zirch and Ishmael's Libra Villa Bashmuel. We find ourselves in Sadi Beis Amad Aleph. We are right halfway down in the Amud. The Ki Atzor Hashem. Ki Atzor Atzor Hashem. Okay, about 5-6 lines down after the lines start getting wide. First, we're in line Ishaya Lulum of Lulamad. We are going off on the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Tzadi Beis Amad Aleph, we learned yesterday, told us that you hurt somebody, you make restitution, and then, of course, you got to say, I'm sorry. And you have to ask for forgiveness. And the other person has to be forgiving. And so there has to be some sort of reconciliation between the chov and the nechval, the person who attacked and the person who was attacked. And the Mishnah says that, and that is a key component to the relationship. And without that, it's not over yet. And the Mishnah taught us that, how do we know this? We know this by Avram and Sarah. Sarah was abducted. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avimelech, okay, you're going to return her, and you're going to also try to make reconciliation as well. So that becomes a source in the Torah that you have to make reconciliation even after some hezek was done. As long as we quoted the psukim from Avraham, Sarah, Avimelech, so the Gemara now goes and darshans a little bit more. Most of our day today is going to be dedicated to drushas, agadatas, and just wise sayings of the Gemara. Ki Atzor Atzor Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu blocked everybody up, meaning there was blockage going on amongst the plishtim. So the Gemara says, obviously, the double language of Atzor Atzor. What is the double language? So when it comes to the man, so there was one blockage, and that was Shech Vazera. So that's why there was no children being born. As far as the woman is concerned, so there was Shech Vazera, and there was Leda. There were two blockages by the woman. The Gemara seems to be understanding that there were two different orifices to block. One for the Shech Vazer and the other one's for the Leda. B'matisatan, the Gemara quotes the Braisa, Shtayim b'Shech Vazer v'ktanim. Now in the Braisa has it that there were two blockages by man, one for the Shech Vazer and the other one was for urination. And Shlosha b'Isha, three blockages for women, Shech Vazer, ktanim v'Leda. The Shech Vazer and the urination and also the birth. Ravina amar Shlosh b'Isha Shech Vazer v'ktanim p'dabas. And Ravina has it that there were three blockages for man, Shech Vazer and urination and defecation. And Arba b'Isha and there were four blockages for a woman. Shech Vazer, Leda, Ketanim, Pidabas. Everything we said, plus Leda as well. So, okay, various opinions amongst the Tanaim and Amoraim. Everyone gets involved in this, in terms of what exactly the blockages were. Ba'ad kol rechem. So, the tefillah that Avram was making was for every rechem. Amri debei Rav Yana, Yafilu Tanagoshal, Beis Avimelech, Lo Itil, Beis Tassam. Kol rechem is obviously a very inclusive term. Who else was blocked? Where else was there blockage? So the Gemara says, it taught by Rabbi Yannai, that even the chickens didn't lay any eggs. In other words, there was blockage not only amongst humans, but amongst animals as well. Amale Rava. Okay, here we go. There are going to be 17 statements, starting now, going into today's daf. 17 statements that are made from Rava to Rava Bar Mari. So they're all going to be sayings, wise sayings that are said by people, based on psukim, based on navi, based on mishnayos. Okay, it's going to be a lot of fun. Amalei Rava la Rav Bar Mari Menachem Milsadam Rabbanu Kol Mavakish Rachimim Achavero. Anyone who has compassion on his friend, and you need the same thing as well, you're going to be answered first. Remember Rabbi Kron came here to town, I forget how long ago it was, but when he came to town, so he was very invested in this Gemara. He really, he held by this Gemara. He started a campaign. Anyway, so anyone who asks Rachmanis on his friend, and he needs the same thing as well, so he's going to be answered first. In other words, but when you daven, you have to consider about your friend, as opposed to yourself, even though you may need the same thing as well. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Eov when Eov daven for somebody else. So then Eov was answered, and the point, of course, is that Eov was even answered first. Okay, you say it from over there, I'll say it from over here. V'yispalal Avraham el halokim v'yipalal okim asav yimelech. So the Avram davened on behalf of Avimelech and his wife and his maidservant in. Okay, so Avram is davening on behalf of others so that they have children. Meanwhile, Avram and Sarah, their entire lives was trying to have a child. And meanwhile, even the pasuk goes on to say, "Hashem b'kar Sarah kasher amar." Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered Sarah kasher amar. Kasher amar Avraham el Avimelech. What does it mean, kasher amar? Meaning it's because that Avram davened on behalf of Avimelech and his whole family. So therefore, Avram was answered first. So you have to have other people in mind. You have to daven over other people, and then get answered. Amalei Rav la Rav bar Mari mina hamilsa. Darmi inchi. Here comes another one. Bahadi hutsa laki karva. So together with the hutsa, the palm branches. So laki karva, the kruv, some sort of leek. Or some sort of vegetable is going to be smitten as well. And as Rashi goes on to explain, the aphorism over here, the expression over here, is a reference to kota gadol etzal krov. Right, we're talking about thorns that grow next to the leeks. Kishabala akro pamim shenaka akrov. So sometimes you're pulling out the thorns, and what's going to happen is that you pull out the thorns, but also you pull out the leeks as well. And that wasn't your intention, but that's just what happens. V'nimtza loka b'shvilo klamer shcheno rasha loka nimo. So that means that if you have bad neighbors, so even though you may not deserve to be plucked out, but sometimes you're going to get plucked out as well. So the pasuk goes on to say, all of you are poshe, all of you are rebelling against me. Everyone's rebelling? No, that's exactly the point. Not everybody, but doesn't matter. As long as most of people are rebelling, so then everyone gets pulled along. Until what point in time are you going to be refusing to follow my Torah? All of you are refusing to follow my Torah. All of you? So again, it's the same idea. No, not all of you, but sometimes that's what happens. The good gets plucked out with the bad. Amalei Rav la Rabba b'amar iksiv u'miksei achiv lakach chamisha anashim. We are going back to the story of Yosef and the brothers visiting him in Mitzrayim, not knowing that it was Yosef. And they presented, oh, this is after. This is already when they made reconciliation, and now they're going to Paro, and now they're presenting to Paro, they're presenting five of the brothers. Okay, we don't know. The Torah does not tell. We're about to know. The Torah doesn't tell us which one of the five are being presented to Paro, and so this is what the Gemara is commenting on. Manenu chamisha amalei hachem Rav Yochanan osan shehuch blu bishmos. Those whose names were repeated. Repeated where? So Rashi over here points out Birchas Moshe. Moshe gave a bracha and Dan, Zvulun, Gad, Asher, Naphtali. So these five were repeated in Birchas Moshe. Hodiacha kasuv she chaloshim shebekulam hayu. And why were their names repeated? So Rashi goes on to say that these were the weakest of them, uchichim chizuk, and therefore they needed reinforcement. So that's why the names were repeated. Lefichach kafal esh man lechazkam va'osan hevi Yosef lifnei parak deshala yivroshala yivrosam lios roshik gayasus. And so therefore, when Yosef is presenting a sample of the tribes of the brothers to Paro, so it was a skewed representation of the brothers to Paro. And he was showing specifically the weak ones. And by design, Rashi goes on to say, because this is what we look like. Again, it's a skewed representation, but he did not want to intimidate Paro and make Paro believe that we're going to rebel and we're going to lead an army against him. So they showed him the Nebuch brothers, if you will. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara notes Yehuda Nami Echbalei Mechbal. So, but wait one second. Yehuda's name also was repeated in Birchas Moshe. Amalei Lemilso Yehuda Echbal. So the Gemara says no. Yes, but no. Yes, Yehuda's name was repeated in Birchas Moshe, but no, not for this purpose, but for a different purpose altogether. And in the context of the Rashi we just learned, totally understand, meaning Yehuda was not the weaker of the brothers, it was the stronger of the brothers. And so it was for a different purpose that Yehuda's name was repeated. The Gemara goes on to explain. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yehuda, son, Ma'idichsiv, the Pasuk says, Yehi Ruvin v'Yamos, V'hi Misav Mispar, V'zos Yehuda. So, okay, so the Gemara first quotes the Psukim that indicate the repetition of Yehuda's name, and then the Gemara goes on to explain the Kol Osan Arba'im Shana Shal Yisrael BeMidbar Yes Masaf Shal Yehuda Megugalim BaAron. 40 years that they were in the desert, so Yehuda's bones were rolling in the was rolling in the coffin. We always think in our head that whose bones were being transported from Mitzrayim to back to Eretz Yisrael. So we always think Yosef, and for good reason. The Torah says so. Meanwhile, what the Gemara here is telling us, matter of factly, is that it's true by all the brothers. The brothers were, the brothers' bones were being brought back to Eretz Yisrael. Yehuda's bones, the Gemara over here mentions specifically. Okay, so the and meanwhile there was unrest in the bones of Yehuda as he was being transported back to Eretz Yisrael. Ajaba Moshe vikesh rachamim. So Moshe davened on behalf of Yehuda so that the bones would settle. Amalafana Rebbeinu Shaolam migarim leReuven sheyode Yehuda. What caused? Who caused Reuven to admit his mistake? It was Yehuda who influenced Reuven to admit his mistake. In other words, we know that by Yehuda, so he made a mistake in the Torah. Ayin, Parshas Vayigash, Perek Lamed Ches, and you'll see what Yehuda did wrong. But immediately after he realized that he did something wrong, so he says, "I was wrong." Right? Tzadka Mimeni. She's more righteous than I am. So immediately he admitted what he did. So the Gemara says the same thing is true regarding Reuven. Now, in the Torah, Reuven's incident happens before Yehuda's incident, but perhaps it's exactly the point. Meaning, Reuven's incident with his stepmother, again, Ayin Sham, Parshas Vayishlach, well, you see what Reuven did. So Reuven's incident, so he did it, he never admitted wrong. Who influenced to admit that what he did was wrong, to admit his mistake? It was Yehuda's mannerisms that influenced Reuven. So Miyad Shama Hashem called Yehuda. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the voice of Yehuda, meaning, good. So Moshe's tefillah was in fact heard. So Al Evrei L'Shafa. So the bones settled. The Gemara describes it more like the bones went back into the joints. Okay, so now, so at least now the bones of Yehuda were calm. However, the Gemara goes on to explain, goes on to testify. However, even though there was a settling of Yehuda, but still he wasn't allowed in the yeshiva shel mala. Now we go back to the psukim, and now we understand these psukim in the context of our drush. And that, el amotivienu, he's brought to his nation, meaning now Yehuda was allowed entrance into yeshiva shel mala. Okay, now he's allowed entrance to yeshiva shel mala, but he did not know what was going on over there. He didn't understand. Yada mai ka'amri rabbanan ula mishkal umitrach bahade rabbanan. So he didn't know what was going on. He didn't know how to have discourse over there in the yeshiva shel mala. So yadav ravlo. Now we go back to the pasuk in Vizosa Bracha, and Yadav Rav Lo, he's got hands now, and the hands are strong. So now in the context of our Jewish, we understand. So now that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the ability to be able to have discourse in the yeshiva shamala. Okay, he was able to have discourse, but he wasn't able to arrive at conclusions. And so the Gemara says, Ve'ezer mitzarav tiyah. Again, back to the Pesukim Vizosa Bracha, and he was able to handle his tsarim, his adversaries, meaning not only was he able to have discourse, but he was able to resolve and arrive at conclusions in the yeshiva shamala. Next, poverty follows poverty. So Amalei did not. So the Gemara says, I'll show you a source for that, a Mishnah in Bikurim. The Mishnah says, Ashirim Avim Bikurim Beklasa Shol Zav Vishol Kesef. The wealthy people would bring their Bikurim in baskets made up of gold and silver. Ve'aniyim Besali Netzarim Shel Arava Klufa. So and as far as the poor people are concerned, so they brought their bikurim in baskets, in wicker baskets. Hasal v'abikurim nosen l'kohanim. And the Mishnah goes on to describe how when the poor people would give their bikurim, so they would give both the fruit and the baskets over to the kohanim. So as far as the Yashirim were concerned, they would not give their baskets over to the Kohanim. The baskets were made up of gold and silver. So they would give the fruit to the Kohanim, but they would retain the baskets for themselves. So once again, so now you're poor, so not only do you have to give Bikurim, which is a mitzvah, but on top of that, you also lose your basket as well. Now, the Mishnah doesn't really explain why the poor people weren't able to retain their baskets. Perhaps, I am guessing, I'm just simply speculating. Perhaps the baskets were necessary just simply to carry the fruit. Whatever the reason is, again, this is just proof for the adage that poverty follows poor people. So the Gemara says, okay, you have a source, I have a source. The Vitame Tama Yikra, this is talking about the person who has Saras. And the Torah says that he has to not only be removed, chutz l'machaneh, go outside the camp. But on top of that, he also has to declare to other people that he's tummy. You look at the top Rashi on the Amud, Rashi writes, lo dai lo nag o, it's not enough that he has nega, they have saras. Elo shemevayish asas mal karcho, he tell a love a kas of chova. But on top of that, now he also has to embarrass himself. He has to verbalize and articulate to other people that he has saras. So that is another proof that poverty follows the poor. Right? Poor guy, he's got saras, and on top of that, he's got to further embarrass himself. Amalei Rava LaRava Bamari Minaham Ilsa. Next, we're on the very top of Tzadi Beis Amud Beis. Another aphorism. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbanan Hashkem Vechol Bekaitz Mimnei Chama Vechor Mimnei Atzina. Right, we have the same expression in English. Right, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I've yet to learn the lesson. It's unbelievable. I know it's right. I know it's true. I'm just, it's okay. It's good musr for me. Hashkem v'chol bekayitz, go eat early in the morning because of the summer, meaning so that it helps you fight and combat the heat of the summer. Mimnei achama. Uvechorf mimnei atzina. In the winter, you should eat at breakfast because it helps you combat the cold. V'amri inshi. And another expression that people say is that shisun ruhutei rahot, you can have 60 runners run, meaning you can have your jog in the morning, and it's really nice, and that's very healthy, and that's great, but lo matu legavar de mitzafek krach. But it's not going to be better than a person who has breakfast in the morning. Breakfast in the morning is even better than a run in the morning. A person who is not hungry, who is not thirsty, so he will not be smitten by the sun. So, okay, so the breakfast really fortifies you. I have another pasuk that basically speaks of the same idea. So the pasuk says that you're going to be Oved Hashem, you're going to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? This is like the Gemara in Brachos, right? Ezu Yavod Shebelev. What does that mean? Service of the heart. So that's Tfila. So our Gemara over here says same thing. Avata Hashem Lokecha. That's Kriyashma. That's Tfila. And then Ubarich Eslach Mecha Vesmeimecha. And then immediately after davening, what should you do? You should eat. So Zeh Pas Bemelach VeKidush Shomayim. It's referencing bread and water. Mikan VeElech VeAsirosi Machla MiKirbecha. And as a result of that, you're not going to have machla. You're not going to have illness because you had breakfast. Okay. We say in English, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Vitanya. And the Gemara quotes a b'raisa, machlu zumara. A machla is a reference to the gallbladder. V'lam nikra shmo machla. And the gallbladder is called machla, sheshmonim v'shlosha chalam yeshba. Because it is the source of 83 various different types of illnesses. Machla would be gematria. And if you look carefully at the word machla, and you figure out the gematria, that kachi havu, that's what it comes out to, 83. However, if you have that bread and water in the morning, so it will negate any of the ills that can be created. So we're up to another one. If your friend refers to you as a donkey, so then just put the saddle on. Okay, so fine. So if someone called you a donkey, that's wonderful. So you know what? You go even one step further. So not only is someone calling you a donkey, put the saddle on. Fine, I'm a donkey. Okay, it's conflict resolution. Conflict resolution is very simple. Don't get started. So somebody, right? Someone calls your name. Fine. Okay, that's great. Mabekach, that's great. So I'm le dichsiv ayom agashiv chasech sarai emi zibat va'ana telchi. So the Malach turns to Hagar and says, "The Hagar, you are the maidservant of Sarah." So she's called the Shivcha. Right, we know majestically she is a princess. She's called a shivcha, and what's the response? She said, "Yes, Sarah was my master, and I'm running away from her." So, okay. So, in other words, you call her something, fine. I'm that. Amalei Rava LaRava Bamar Minaham Milsa Damrei Inshi Milsa Geniti Isbech Kadim Amrei. Okay, now I'm not giving this as advice, but the Gemara is pretty much saying this. Although you always want to present your best foot in an interview. Right? You only have one chance to make a first impression. Okay, I have a lot of cliches for today, but the if you have something embarrassing about yourself, so present it, right? Give it away immediately. So and how do I know this? So and don't let people find it out. Just put it out there right away. Here's my deficiency. Here's what I'm lacking in. So Amalei Dichsiv Vayomer Eved Avraham Anochi. So he says Eved Avraham Anochi. Right? Immediately Eliezer introduces himself as I'm a slave. Okay, now we can discuss. Okay, we'll just air it all out. And okay, now that's how he introduced himself. Amalei Rav LaRav Mar Mar Minaham El Sadarmi Inshe Shvil VaAzei Bar Avza VeEinei Mitayfe. Somehow the goose, when he walks, his head is down, but his eyes are looking in the distance. So the goose is able to see far, even though his head is down. So Amalei Dichsiv, and basically the aphorism over here means plan ahead. You know, right? You could look as if your head is down, but you should be planning ahead. Dichsiv Eitiv Hashem La'Adonai V'Zacharta Es HaMasech. So Avigal is telling David HaMelech. V'Zacharta, Avigal at the time was married to Naval. Right. It's a strange shidduch, but Avigal was married to Naval, and she says, "What you'll do is, obviously, now is not a good time for us to get together. I'm married, but v'Zacharta Es HaMasech. But just do me a favor, right? Let's put a bookmark right over here. You'll remember me, and then in the future, if necessary, if available, then you'll come back to me." Okay, so Avigal was, strange example, but it's true. Avigal was planning ahead. Amalei Rav LaRav Mar Mar Minaham El Sadarmi Inshe Shisin Tichle Matcha Lekacha. There are 60 different types of ways that your tooth can ache. Okay, so fine. So we can experience pain, and specifically in our teeth, in 60 different ways. And meanwhile, Dikal Chavrei Shama Velo Achal. However, nothing is more painful than your friend eating, you seeing your friend eating, and you were not mishtat if you did not participate in that eating. That is worse than any toothache. Amalei Dichsiv Aliyani Avdecha Lotzadak Hakon Levenayo Ben Yoyad L'Shlomo Avdecha Lo Kara. And David's telling his son and me and Tzadok HaKohen Ben Ayahu and Shlomo, so Lo Kara, we were not invited. So again, this idea that nothing is worse than watching people eat and you not participating. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Yitzchak finds a wife. What do we find next? Uksiv Basrei, the Yosef Avram, v'yikach isha shma ketora. Avram gets married. Right, fantastic. Meaning the idea is that Avram's watching Yitzchak now be married. Right, Avram himself is a widower, and it's the same basic idea. Right, you now have a wife, and what me what? So fine. So Avram then gets a wife. Amalei Rav LaRav Bar Mar Minaham El Sadarmi Inshi, another one. Chamar Lamari Tivusa. When even though the wine that's being poured for you belongs to somebody, who do you show appreciation to? You show appreciation to the person who pours it. Now, the person who pours it is not the person who owns it. He's serving you. Nevertheless, you should still show appreciation to the person who's serving you, even though it doesn't belong to him. So we find this by Moshe and Yoshua. Moshe is putting his hands on Yoshua, passing over the leadership to Yehoshua. And then Yoshua is listened to. Why? Because Moshe put his hands on him. Now, Moshe putting his hands on him is nothing to do with the passing of the torch and the passing of the leadership and providing Yeshua the proper nevuah. Meaning, Moshe is simply a conduit. All he's doing is passing on Ruach Hashem onto Yeshua. So really, the Baal Basin is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meanwhile, the Pasuk says, and what can this be attributed to? Moshe. Moshe was a bartender. He was a server, but the Gemara says that's exactly the point. You should be showing a karsatov to the server. Next. Amrlei Rav LaRav Mar Mar Minaham El Sadarmi Inshe Kava Bichafneha Galei Mivla. If a dog is starving, so he'll eat galalim. Now, generally speaking, galalim is his own dung. And interesting, Rashi over here. Let me find it. Rashi over here says that as a first pshat, it's better to understand it as avanim, stones. So if a dog is hungry, he'll even eat stones. Now Rashi in the second pshat does entertain the idea that's talking about excrement. Either way, the point is essentially the same, in that when you're hungry, you'll eat just about anything. The pasuk of Mishlei says that if you have a nefesh re'eva, if you have somebody who's starving, so he'll eat pretty much anything. The bitter will start tasting sweet. Amalei Rav LaRav Mar Mar Minaham El Sadarmi Inshe, another one, Matayva Azadikla Bisha Gabe Kina Desharche. You will find the bad palm tree. Now, I understand that this is a mashal, and we're really talking about people, but, you know, the bad palm tree, the off the derech palm tree. I'm not really sure what the Gemara means by the bad palm tree, but the bad palm tree ends up growing amongst the srak, amongst the fruitless trees. And the point over here is extraordinarily simple, and that is that if you have bad people hang out with the wrong crowd. Okay, and the Gemara says, "Amalei Davar Zeh Kasa B'Torah Shana B'Nevim Rishus B'Ksuvim Utanam B'Masisa V'Tanani B'Braisa." So here, it's not even the trifecta. We've hit all five sources to prove this point that so bad people hang out with the wrong crowd. We can find a source in Chumash and Navi, in Ksuvim, in Mishnayos, and in Braisos. Okay, this idea expresses itself throughout. The Gemara goes step by step. Number one, Kasav B'Torah Dichsev Ayelech Esav El Yishmael. Esav leaves. Where does Esav go? He goes to Yishmael. Okay, that's one. Two, Shana B'Nuvin Dichsev Vayislak Tu El Yiftach Anashim Rekim V'Yu Imo. Okay, people hang out with Yiftach. Now I know Yiftach is a shofet, right? Great man, but complicated. And the Gemara over here very clearly states that. Hung out with the wrong crowd. This one's interesting, and it's also said in Ksuvim that that this idea that bad people hang out with a bad person hangs out with the wrong crowd with a bad crowd. People hang out with like-minded people. Why do I say this one's interesting? This is not a pasuk in the Ksuvim. This can be found in Sefer Ben Sira. Okay, sorry. Okay, so this is found in Sefer Ben Sira. Sefer Ben Sira is not canonized. It's not part of Tanakh. In fact, the Gemara elsewhere, it's in Sanhedrin, the Gemara elsewhere says that we should not be learning Ben Sira. And then, of course, it gets a little bit complicated because even though the Gemara, at least one opinion of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, says that we shouldn't be learning Ben Sira, but we find occasionally, like right here, where the Gemara quotes Sefer Ben Sira. So it's a little bit confusing how the Gemara feels about Ben Sira. Okay, I think it's fair to say the Gemara was a little torn over, you know, how to view Ben Sira. But anyway, that's the Ksuvim that speaks to this idea, and it's also interesting because the Gemara over here makes it, you know, quotes it and puts it under the category of Ksuvim. So, okay. It gets a little messy, obviously. Tanan b'masnisan kol hamechuber l'tamei tamei kol hamechuber l'tar tor. And now, as far as the Mishnah is concerned, that bad people hang out with the wrong crowd with bad people. So it's a Mishnah, and the Mishnah is talking about tumat tahara. But we're using the Mishnah as a platform to speak to this idea that if you are connected to tamei, you're tamei, and if you're connected to tahara, you're tahara. And you know, if we were learning the Mishnah in Kalim and we were understanding in the context, so it goes through basic rules of Tumah Tahara, where something that's not normally subject to Tumah, but if it becomes connected to something which is subject to Tumah, can become Tumah. Okay, but again, our Gemara is using it over here as just a platform to speak to this idea that a bad person hangs out with the wrong crowd. V'tanina b'braisa, and we learned it also in a braisa as well, Rabbi Elazar Omer, l'lechinam halach zarzir eitzal orev elam b'mneshu mino. You know the zarzir, I don't know, but the zarzir is a form of a bird, and we're trying to classify and categorize it because we know the Torah lists 24 birds that are not kosher, and the Torah is very clear about which types are. However, the problem is that, we nowadays have a general problem, and that is we don't know what's what. So in order for us to eat birds, we have to have a mesorah that this is a kosher bird. Okay, and that goes back for centuries. But back in the good old days, when they knew what birds were what, so there were still some birds which were like kind of questionable where they fit in categorically. So there was the zarzir bird, and they didn't know where to categorize it. However, they did find that the zarzir bird always hung out with the olreith. So the Braisa tells us, okay, so because the zarzir hangs out with the olreith, you know what the zarzir is? It's an olreith. It's part of the family of olreith, and therefore, just like the olreith is not kosher, the zarzir is not kosher as well. Amalei Rav LeRav Barmari Minaham El Sadarmi Inchi Kiryas Chavachavalo Anech Rami Guda Rabba Shadibe. If you try to give your friend tochacha, that's the way Rashi explains the Gemara over here. You try to rebuke your friend is doing wrong. So you go over and you give him musar, and you give him tochacha. And v'lo anach, and he's not responding. So what do? You build a wall. Now, I know, in Yana Diyuma. So you build a wall. Now, it happens to be... I figured somebody would catch up. Yeah, they're correct. So now it happens to be that there are two gersos in the Gemara over here. We have in the Gemara the words Ramiguda, which literally means build a wall. Rashi did not have that gersa. Rashi's gersa was Dachiguda. You throw a wall upon him. In fact, if you take a look at Rashi, Kosel Hapel Alav, just throw a wall on him. Okay, I'm trying to correct you. I'm trying to help you out over here. You don't want to listen? Okay, goodbye. So... it's the same basic idea, but I'm sure you can nitpick and find distinctions. But our Gemara's Girsa is Ramiguda, which means place the wall between you and him. Which, again, effectively is the same idea, like, okay, I'm trying to help, you don't want to hear me, fine. Okay, there's a wall between us. So Amar Le Yantar Sikh Velotaarta Mitumasech Lotitar Od. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, and the pasuk speaks to this idea that I tried to be mitar you, I tried to purify you, you didn't become purified. Okay, no more. That's it. We're done. Amalei Rav Rav Marmer Menaham El Sadami Inshi. Here comes another one. Bira Deshasus Minei. The well that you drink water out of, Lo Tishde Bekala. Do not throw earth into the water. Now, if the Gemara over here is just telling us a simple point that if you have a water hole and don't dirty the water hole, that's kind of obvious. The Gemara over here is actually going one step further, meaning if at any point in time you use it as a water hole, so you got to treat it with respect. Even if you don't need it anymore, you should still treat it with respect. So in other words, the basic idea over here is appreciation. And the Gemara goes on to explain, Amar Lei Dechsev, here's a pasuk that speaks to this idea. Lo Sesayv Edomi, Ki Achichahu. So don't detest the Edomite because he's your brother. V'lo Tisayv Mitzri, Ki Gera Yisabartso. And don't detest the Egyptian because, you know what, they hosted us. Now, it came to a certain point in time where they were terrible hosts, and they were cruel, and they killed us, and... Right? It's we know the story. But at the same time, there was, at least in the beginning of the relationship, they were a hosting nation. So and they helped us survive. So you got to show appreciation. So this the Gemara says, Lo Sisayv Mitzri. Right? Don't detest the Egyptian. Amalei Rav Rav Marmar Minaham El Sadami Inshi Idales Dura Dalinu V'ilo Lo Dalinu. The way Rashi explains this is as follows. The word dura, says Rashi, is a load, a burden. And basically, I say the following. We're about to go into an investment, but it's a risky investment, and we're going to go in together. So what the Gemara is teaching us, again, this is all Rashi's explanation, is that if you're going to go in together with me into this risky investment, so that we can shoulder the burden together, great. But if he is not ready to partner with you in this risky investment, don't go in alone. That's the way Rashi understands the Gemara. And the Gemara turns to Shoftim, Perek Daled, where we are reading the incident of Devorah and Barak. And Barak finally says to Devorah, look, you want to enlist me? That's fine. But I'm not going to go in without you. So Barak says to Devorah, if you're in with me, that's great, but if not, I'm not going. Amalei Rav Rav Marmar Minaham El Sadami Inshi Karavayan Zutre Ligavrei Hashta De Kashishna Lidar Deke. When we were young, we thought we were so old, and we were old, we thought we were so young. The way Rashi understands this, again, last two Rashi's on the Amud. Kiavin Zutra Ligavrei Kishayinu Kitanim Hainu Chashuvim Kigavrei. When we were young, we thought that we were so old, we were so smart, right? It's the adolescent thinks he knows more or less everything. And then, as we get older, we start to realize, oh, we don't know a whole lot. And it humbled us getting older. The last Rashi on the Amud, Hashta De Kashishna, as we get older, we realize we're really little, we're like babies, we really don't know a whole lot. And the Gemara now is going to cite psukim that speak to this idea. Okay, interesting. The psukim the Gemara is going to cite over here is really not in reference to a person, but a nation, notably us. We thought as we left Mitzrayim, so the imagery over here is that as we left Mitzrayim, we were like children, we were like infants, right? We just started as a nation. So Vashem Holech Lifneim Yomam Bamud Anan Lan Chosam Aderch V'Layla Bamud Eish Lahir Lahem. So when we were leaving Mitzrayim, we thought, look, Hashem is with us. Meaning, that's Hashem leading us with the cloud and with the fire. And then, and then as we go through the desert, so, Hinei Anochi Sholech Malach Lefanech Leshmarcha B'darach. It wasn't a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it was a Malach. And as we get older, we start to understand that what we thought we knew, it wasn't really correct. And okay, and we start to understand less and less. We understand that we know less. The Amalei Rav LeRav Bar Mari, on the top of Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, more. Menaham El Sadami Inshe Basa Mari Nichse Tzivi. If you, I'm sorry, Basa Mari Nichse Tzivi Mashach. If you are following somebody who is wealthy, so there's a little bit of fat that comes along with that as well. Meaning you hang out with money, and you're gonna get a little. It's gonna, yeah, some of it's gonna rub off. Rashi over here, no, not yet. Sorry, not yet. So Amalei Dichsiv V'Gam Lot HaOleches Avram Hayatzur V'Kar V'Olim Lot. What did he do? He hung out with his uncle, and that was a good thing. And he got wealthy just for hanging out with his uncle. Some of it rubbed off. Amrav Chanan Amos Adin Al Chaver Hu Nana Shchila. Now this Gemara that we're learning right now takes us back to where we started this morning. And where do we start this morning? That if you daven on behalf of your friend, so you're going to be answered first. So in other words, so the positive is that you are considerate of somebody else, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be considerate of you. And here it's almost like the exact flip side of that. Let's say you have some sort of turbulence with your friend, and you say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, hey, help me, hurt him. Right? And you point to him and you say, he wronged me. And so you're moser din on your friend to Akash Baruch Hu. So to that the Gemara says, okay, so now you're trying to expose somebody else to Akash Baruch Hu. So Akash Baruch Hu says, okay, but first let's take a look at you and let's see whether or not you deserve this kind of answering. Shenemar, now the example the Gemara is going to give is harsh. But Tomer Sarai El Avram Chamasi Alecha. So Sarai says to Avram, I'm upset with you. And what's the next thing, but not the exact next thing, but what do we find later on? Uksiva Yavo Avraham Lispola Sarah Veliv Kosa. And what did and what happened? Sarah died first. So in other words, she was trying to be Moser Din on somebody else, and Akash Baruch Hu says, really? Okay, so let's take a look at you first, and Sarah dies. The Hani Mila de Isle Dina Ba'ar. Another Gemara says, now, when can you not be Moser Din? That's if you have a court that you can turn to. So if you can have a court to turn to adjudicate, so then you should not be turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thrusting the entire force of judgment on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should go to the courts. The obvious question, Sarah, Avraham, Hagar, what court are we talking about? Top Tosas on the Amud, Ika Dayana Ba'ara, Uvime Sarah, Haya Basin Shal Shem Kayam. Yeah, sure. There was a court during the times of Avram and Sarah. That was a court of shame. And that's where Sarah should have gone in order to air her grievances. Woe is to the Tzoek more than the Nitzak. Now, the Gemara over here is referencing Psukim in Parshas Mishpatim. Right? The Rashi over here quotes it very succinctly. V'chara api v'arakti eschem. Right, we are making the following observation. If you torment somebody, and especially if it's an almana or if it's a yasom, so the Torah goes on to say, right, im anesa neoso, I'm reading the pasuk more in its entirety. Im anesa neoso, if you afflict somebody, ki im tsa'ok yitzak alai, and they're going to cry to me, shomei ashma tsakaso, I'm going to respond. But then, as Rashi points out over here, read the end of the pasuk carefully. Veharakti eschem, and I'm going to kill both of you. Okay, meaning now the person that the almana and the yasam is complaining about, so obviously deserves it. But the point the Gemara is making in our context is yes, but so is the person who is being moser din. He also is, or she also is, somebody that shouldn't be doing what they're doing. So, and now we're going to go even one step further. Now we're going back to the Gemara. I'm just rereading. I'm Rav Yitzchak Oyla the Tzoek Yoser Mina Nitzak. Actually, the Tzoek gets more than the Nitzak. Tanya Meachi, the Gemara quotes a brisa that supports this as well. Echad Tzoek veEchad Nitzak veMashma El Shem Emarnu the Tzoek Yoser Mina Nitzak. So they're both going to get it, both the Tzoek and the Nitzak, and the Tzoek is going to get it even more, says a brisa. Okay. The curse of somebody, even if he's a simpleton, should not be light in your eyes. Now, the Gemara elsewhere talks about bracha. Right, somebody gives you a bracha, even if they're not a significant person, there's no such thing. In other words, any and every bracha is significant. So the Gemara says the same thing is true regarding a klala. Any and every klala is significant. Shari Avimelech Kilal Sarah. Now the Gemara, just by matter of fact, is referring to Avimelech as a simpleton. I mean, he's a king, but Gemara had no qualms describing him as a simpleton. So Avimelech Kilal Sarah is kind bizarre. So Avimelech cursed Sarah. And the curse stuck. Shenamar hineu lechak sus einayim. So amar lahove kasisa mimeni velo gilita shu ishech vegramte alei hatsar hazeh. So what did Avimelech say to Avram and Sarah? You concealed all this from me. You came in here. You told me she was your sister. You fooled me. And again, the Gemara yesterday's daf, we pointed out, right, Avram did it for a reason, meaning Avimelech was giving away that he was after Sarah, but he cursed her, and he said, "You fooled me." So therefore, I hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a child who also has covered eyes. And we all know where the Gemara is going with this. And Yitzchak couldn't see. Okay, and Gemara says that is based on the klala of Avimelech. Okay, there's a bully and there's a bullied. The Gemara says, be part of the bullied crowd and not the bully crowd. The Gemara says that when it comes to the bird, who is the most bullied amongst the birds? The tor, the ben yona, the dove, the pigeon. No, not the pigeon. The turtle dove, the
dove.
Right? Okay, I was right the first time. Stick with your first answer. So they are the most bullied amongst the birds, and meanwhile, they're going on the Mizbeach. And no other birds are going on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says that you are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you are a member of the bullied and not the bully. Okay. Haomer Simei Sinai. Good. Okay, Haomer Sinei Sinai. We finished with the Agarata, the Divrei Agarata. Those were a total of 17 different aphorisms, wise sayings that were bantered about. The Gemara quoted them. The Gemara cited Psukim that supported all of them. And now we head back to Gemara, meaning we're going to go back to the Mishnah and analyze the Mishnah. The Mishnah described how, if you tell somebody, go ahead, hurt me, so Haomer Simei Sinai Kam, I'm going back to the Mishnah, I'm reading, this is the Mishnah on Sadi Bez Amad Aleph. Haomer Simei Sinai Katas Yadi, blind me, cut my hand off, Shibas Ragli, break my leg, so Chayev. So the person's going to be Chayev, even though, quote unquote, permission was granted. Amanaz Liftor Chayev. And even if you tell him, don't worry, I'm going to exempt you from any financial liability, he's still going to be Chayev. Okay, that's what we learned back in the Mishnah. The Gemara now is going to comment. What is the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa of the Mishnah? So the difference between saying, right, damage my possessions versus amanas. So he says very simple. When we're talking about your physical body, so a person is not mochel rosh eivarim. You are not, even if you say you're mochel, but fundamentally a person is not mochel over his physical body limbs. So the amar lei v'chi adam mochel atzaro. So the Gemara says, well, what about pain? The tanya we learned in the brisa, he kani pitzani amanas liftor pater. So we have a brisa, and the brisa says that if you hit me and wound me, and I'm going to exempt you from the payment of pain, so the Braisa says pater. So now we are somewhat of a standoff, because in our mission we learn that a person is not mochel, even when he says so, a person is not mochel over Rosh Eivarim, over his physical body, and the Braisa says that if a person would like to receive pain and waive the person from any financial liability, So he has a right to do so. Ishtik. Ishtik. So the answer was, I don't have an answer. I'm going to be quiet. I don't know. There's a Mishnah, there's a Brisa, I don't have an answer. Amar Mida Shmielach Baha. So now, turning the table, did you hear anything about this? Amar Leach, Amar Sheshes, Mishum Pagam Mishpacha. So he says, I heard the name of Sheshes, and that is, the distinction is Pagam Mishpacha. It is embarrassing for the family. Meaning, that when we're talking about, losing your sight, losing a body limb, losing an extremity, so not only is it going to reflect on you, it's going to reflect on the whole family. And so therefore, that's something that you cannot be molcha. But if it's just pain, so, and you want to endure a little bit of pain, and you want to waive that, so the Gemara says, so that's the distinction between losing a body part versus just simply the payment of pain. Okay. Let's stop over here. I want to finish the perek. Okay. Close. We'll finish the perek tomorrow. We'll start the ninth perek of Baba Kama tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful day.